This podcast is made possible by the generosity of supporting members. Please visit dharmaocean.org to learn more about becoming a supporting member. You are listening to the Dharma Ocean podcast. In this talk, Reggie discusses the fruition of the path of meditation. He says that eternity communicates through each moment of ordinary life. It is basic being. We are completely aligned with our unique incarnation. This talk was given at the 2014 Mahamudra for the Modern World Retreat, held at the Blazing Mountain Retreat Center in Crestone, Colorado.
There is a huge wind. Blowing through this space. And it wants to sweep away all the debris of our self-concern. All the self-involved fussing and narcissistic caretaking, and free us. Freedom is not an abstract idea. It's the most concrete and visceral experience you could ever have. Within the body, at our very core, is a vast and stunning stillness. And when we touch that, the boundaries of the body fall away. And we're one with all of time and space. It's a real experience, and it's actually in us right now. It's there. When we feel that, as you did yesterday, many of you, you actually can't move. Because the inner space, the inner vastness, is so still and so peaceful and so completely satisfying. You realize it's all you ever wanted. You only wanted this one thing. And when the boundaries of the body fall away, around that stillness, and you feel a tremendous unimpeded openness, then the whole beauty and majesty of the universe is disclosed to you. And it's so wondrous that you completely forget about any sense of yourself being separate from it. How do we arrive in that huge inner stillness? And openness where all tension is released and all effort is not even a memory. Where the simplest things happen, the wind blows, the shadow passes across the room. When it's a revelation, you almost feel those moments. The whole universe has collected itself. In the fall of a raindrop. Or a car passing by. There's no need for anything more. Ever. We are willing to go through a lot. Once you see what's possible in yourself, everything else seems rather pallid. We have our habitual patterns. We have our resentment, our neediness, our anger, our arrogance, our anxiety, our paranoia. But the more we are able to make contact with what is timeless in us, the less impressed we are by our neurotic self-involvement. The more easy we can be with how random we are, it's no big deal. Eternity can handle the ups and downs of time. When we make the Mahamudra journey, we've talked about that it's an unfolding. And every stage is a leap into the unknown. If you've done meditating with the body, you may remember what it was like in the beginning and maybe what it's like now. Now I'm teaching you Shikantaza, and everybody wants to do meditating with the body. But I guarantee you, beginning the first body work people do, they're completely freaked out. Completely beside themselves with fear and anxiety that somehow they're going to lose everything if they actually make contact with their body. And they do it, and they do it, and they have some devotion to themselves that carries them. And people report that they feel like their whole life is falling apart. Job changes, relationship breakup, get together, huge discoveries about their own traumatic past. It's hard. It's not easy. It's hard. But the thing we discover, I think, in this lineage from the very beginning is that at each stage you touch the unborn in yourself. First weekend meditating with the body program, you touch a part of yourself that never came into being and is never going to die. And it might be a glimpse, and it might be a lot more. But that carries you. That's enough. And then as you go through that first stage, that becomes an experience that goes on. And what I want to say is that in the true Dharma, there are no stages. There's no hierarchy. At each stage, the ground jnana, hinayana, mahayana, vajrayana, the fifth jnana, you are in touch with, and you in fact become, for moments, you become the awakened person that you fundamentally are. The only difference of the stages is it's not in terms of your basic being, because that never changes. And the experience of it never changes either. That's the interesting point. Freedom is freedom. Eternity is eternity. Infinity is infinity. The infinite state of being that you touch in the very beginning of the path, that's it. The freedom you feel, the sense of completeness and satisfaction and self-containment and wonder and confidence that you feel in those moments, that is the fruition of the path, and that's offered on the first day. And it becomes the core of each of the stages. All that changes is working with our relative life and learning how to, I would say, abide more fully and consistently in that timeless inner stillness and peace and openness and freedom and joy. We have all these patterns and they need to be worked with. Some people, in the very beginning of the journey, they will have a very deep experience and they feel that's it. And that's all they want for the time being. But the thing is, it's not it, because the journey doesn't mean anything if we don't bring that timelessness into our relative life. And that's what the five jhanas are about. It's about bringing the experience of eternity into our ordinary life. We talked yesterday about how in the fifth jhana you find eternity in the moments of your life. Eternity is only delivered in time. It can't be delivered apart from time. You come in to your bedroom and you see your lover's nightgown or pajamas lying on the bed, just thrown there. And you see the eternity in it. The whole universe and all of its meaning has been delivered in the piece of clothing thrown on the bed. Or in the dishes on the table from breakfast sitting there. Is there anything more beautiful or meaningful in the universe than dishes from a meal shared by two people that are sitting on the table? We're not projecting onto our relative life meaning. The meaning is already there, and we didn't see it. But we sense it. And we're willing to devote our life to simplifying ourselves and working on ourselves so we can see what we have sensed. So it's strange. From the very beginning, there's an experience of fruition. And that's very, very important. And at the same time, the work lies ahead of us.
To download more of Reggie's teachings, find out about upcoming retreats, and to explore a variety of audio listening guides to assist you on your spiritual journey, please visit dharmaocean.org. Our music is by Jeff Beal and Nawang Ketchog from the album Tibet, Cry of the Snow Lion.